RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. Discover our 2-to-1 offers at your local Kia dealer. For more, log on to kia.com.
Morning Ireland at 24 minutes to 8, coming to you from Dublin and from Cork. And the sports news now from Darren Frehill.
Good morning, Áine. The Irish team went down 1-0 last night to Sweden in the opening game of their World Cup qualifying campaign. What a performance, though. A Louise Quinn own goal, the difference between the sides. And it was one of those performances that just deserves so much more, but unfortunately not to be. The Irish team, of course, playing a team ranked second in the world at the moment. It was always going to be a tough ask, but a brilliant, brilliant performance from them. Unfortunately, one of our key players, Denise O'Sullivan, went off injured, and it looked like it was a shoulder injury, and that could mean she is a doubt for the Finland game, which is next Tuesday. Vera Powell is the Irish manager.
We're again stepping up and we're getting closer and closer, and it's just such a shame that one moment of that our organisation did not link. If you look at the whole game, then I think we can be so proud, and I hope that Ireland is proud of these Tigers, because it's a shame that I'm so proud.
Yeah, we are too. More live action tonight on RTE2 with the Extra.ie FAI Cup semi-finals. Bohemians and Waterford are the live game on RTE2. St. Pat's meet Dundalk, both matches at 7:45. Wins for West Ham and Rangers in Europe last night. Tottenham lost, however. Leinster are away to Glasgow tonight in the United Rugby Championship. It's at 7:35. Let's hear from Stuart Lancaster from the Leinster coaching team. He's expecting a tough night ahead.
I think this will be a hell of a game. And I don't think anyone in our camp is underestimating, that's for sure. It's full of A, Scottish internationals, B, aspiring Scottish internationals, or C, really good overseas signings that they've made. So, tough place to go. Hopefully a full house and... Yeah, just the challenge we need at this time of the season.
Yeah, big weekend ahead in Gaelic games with that vote on the football proposals tomorrow. Well, former Cork ladies football manager Aoife Fitzgerald is on the move. He has been confirmed as the new manager of the Waterford men's footballers for next season. Leona Maguire had a second round of 72. She remains 2 under par down the field at the BMW Championship in South Korea. Jonathan Caldwell is in a tie for 14th place at the Mallorca Golf Open. He's 4 under par. Paul Dunn is a shot further back. In hockey, both men and women's teams made great wins yesterday in the World Cup qualifying campaigns. The men are one win away from qualifying for the tournament after a 2-0 victory against Russia. Ben Walker scored both goals.
I think very relieved. Obviously, we've kind of looked at Russia over the last few months, so to get by that first, that's good. Now, clean sheets always nice, and yeah, as I say, now just looking forward to Saturday.
Yeah, we are too. The women also going really well. Another important win for them, 4-1 against France. They are through to the semi-finals of that competition. But the problem for them is they need to win this competition outright to qualify for the World Cup finals. In cricket, very important day for the men's team. They face Namibia in the T20 World Cup, and only a win will see them progress to the next phase of the competition. It's an 11 a.m. start Irish time. And finally, racing today in Sligo is from 1:10, and there's also action in Dundalk from 4:45. Back to you, Mary.